Good morning. I'm Allison Michaels with The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Wednesday, August 28th. James is out, but I'll be here instead with the day's top headlines. Here's three stories that should be on your radar. Number one. After a series of contradictory statements about relations between the world's two largest economies, President Trump suggested that keeping China guessing is all part of a strategy to gain the upper hand in the trade war. But in China, reports the Post's Anna Fifield, there's relatively little confusion about Trump these days. More than a year into the trade war, officials and analysts feel that they've gotten a handle on the tweeter-in-chief and how to ride out the ups and downs. China's government, like many around the world, was initially mystified at Trump's unconventional presidential style. And the country's leader, Xi Jinping, is rumored to have come in for some criticism at a 2018 retreat for underestimating Trump's resolve to tackle China's trading practices. But the bottom line remains that China, which is experiencing a market economic slowdown, wants a deal to resolve the trade war. After teetering several times on the brink of resolution, the trade war between the U.S. and China appears to have entered a dangerous phase this month, with new rounds of retaliatory tariffs and a demand from Trump that U.S. companies stop doing business with China. That's caused some alarm across the globe, with fears that the war could help tip leading economies like Japan and Germany into recession and create new headwinds for the American economy. China's growth rate has, meanwhile, slowed to its lowest rate in three decades. Number two. President Jair Bolsonaro said Tuesday that he might revisit his country's initial rejection of a $22.2 million package from the Group of Seven Nations to help fight fires sparking across the Amazon. The Post's Marina Lopez and Terrence McCoy report that Bolsonaro made clear any consideration of the aid remained tied up in his dispute with French President Emmanuel Macron. Bolsonaro said he wouldn't make a final decision until Macron apologized for remarks that Bolsonaro considered a challenge to his credibility. Macron threatened last week to block a free trade agreement between the European Union and South America, saying Bolsonaro had lied to him about his commitment to the environment. Over the weekend, Bolsonaro then mocked the appearance of Macron's wife. His comments were the latest escalation of the feud between the two leaders while the world's most precious rainforest burns. Brazil's ambassador to France told national television early Tuesday that the country would reject the G7 offer because it had not been included in the decision-making process. Bolsonaro, who is a climate change skeptic, has questioned the donor's, quote, colonial mentality. Brazil has long been wary of foreigners' interest in the Amazon. Macron said Monday that an international statute protecting the forest would be a real possibility if a sovereign state took concrete actions that clearly went against the interests of the planet. Bolsonaro's administration appeared split on whether to accept the money. Meanwhile, governors in the Amazon said they were willing to bypass Brazil's federal government and negotiate directly with Europe. Number three. A federal judge in Missouri put a block on a strict and controversial abortion ban Tuesday. This was just one day before the state was set to criminalize abortions after 8 weeks. The move allows pending legal challenges against the ban to proceed. The Post's Alex Horton reports that Missouri's become a flashpoint among other conservative states that sought to challenge the Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. That ruling established a woman's right nationwide to an abortion. Those states' efforts triggered a wave of lawsuits from abortion rights advocacy groups. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri filed a suit against the state, saying the law was unconstitutional and contrary to the Roe v. Wade decision. The Missouri law, signed in May, would ban abortions before many women know they're pregnant, with no exceptions for rape or incest, making it one of the harshest in the country. If the court doesn't uphold the ban, the bill includes less strict bans, ranging from 14 weeks to 20 weeks. While conservatives champion the ban, with Missouri House Speaker Elijah Haar saying the bill, quote, stood for the unborn, opponents said it would only drive women to get unsafe procedures out of state or seek unsafe operations on their own. And that's the Daily 202 for Wednesday, August 28th. Thanks so much for listening.